Hello and welcome to the Tiwu podcast. This is audio log number 17 and today's date is May 6th, 2022. It sounds so weird for me to say 2022. I'm just not used to it yet and it's already almost halfway through the year. But yeah, it's been a while since I've done an audio log. There's just been so much happening lately and I'm sure with probably most places around the world after the pandemic, things have started opening up again. Life has somewhat come back to normal. Where I live, they've lifted mask mandates, so sometimes people don't have to wear masks in certain places that they go. Also, they're not checking vaccinations anymore, and things are just kind of going back to business, so it's getting busier, kind of doing all the things that we didn't get to do when everything was closed, so that's been nice and keeping busy. A lot has changed since the last time I've done an audio log. There was a lot of stuff going on at work for me, and I had a boss leave, and then a new boss came in, and didn't really get along with that boss, so I've kind of stopped working, and And there's been some big changes, and I don't know if I mentioned this, but I got pregnant. So it's been a big change as well, because suddenly you go from, you know, you're one person, and next thing you know, you're like, oh shoot, I'm two people now, and then kind of mentally preparing for that. So that's been a pretty big game changer. And as a result of getting pregnant, I decided to just kind of stop working. With everything going on at work, having a new boss, and we don't really get along. Not that I feel that we get along, but I honestly don't think she's a very good manager. So I wouldn't put it past her to give me, you know, added stress and make my life difficult. During a time when I can't really have it to be too difficult. So yeah, so that's, I've just stopped working to kind of avoid all that. And it was not a smooth exit, I think. I don't think they were anticipating it, but honestly, I don't give a shit. I used to care, probably be like, care more about how it looks, how people would perceive if I just suddenly stopped working and just left. Right. But at this point, I'm like, nope, I don't care. Like, I'm not going to jeopardize the health of my baby because you are a shitty boss and you want to put me through a lot of stress. So, yeah, I did that and I put my foot down on that. And I probably wouldn't have normally. I probably would have just like worked through it. But now I'm like, you know what? I can't. It's not just for me. So, I mean, it's been a little bit of a different perspective now. And that's been interesting. So the past few months have been very different. And I've been experiencing things I've never experienced before in my life. So unfortunately, I'm one of those unlucky people who get nauseous during the pregnancy. Some people don't feel anything, like in terms of barfing or gagging or anything like that. But for me, it was very, very rough. And I honestly didn't know how to deal with it. I couldn't even touch like my neck. Like if I was showering and I wanted to just scrub my neck a little bit, I couldn't scrub my neck without gagging and wanting to barf, which is kind of ridiculous, but it was pretty serious. So these past few months of my first trimester has been just me dealing with those kinds of things. And before having nausea from, you know, the pregnancy, I've actually never felt that. I know some people, when they go on roller coasters, they tend to get nauseous after, like they might barf or they might gag because it's dizzy and it causes them to, you know, do that. I've never had that. I never had that experience where I didn't even know what it felt like to be nauseous until now. And honestly, it sucks a lot. So I'm like, why would people go on roller coasters if they know they're going to feel like that afterwards? Like, I just don't get it. But now that I felt it, and honestly, it's pretty bad because sometimes, not only when I touch my neck, but also like when I eat certain things or just when I eat in general, if I try to eat, maybe it might make me gag depending on what I eat. And the ironic thing is, normally when I'm not pregnant, I love eating meat. I love eating all kinds of meat, seafood, like steaks, all that stuff. But since I've gotten pregnant, I literally, like, the smell of meat makes me gag, which is so sad. And unfortunately, the only thing that doesn't make me gag is fruits and vegetable, which I guess is the whole point of having nausea, so that you eat healthy. So I've been doing that a lot. I can't say I enjoy it. I just enjoy not having nausea and gagging. So just been doing that. And honestly, these past few months have just been me living day by day, trying to get past these horrible symptoms that I feel and general pain that I feel. And as time progresses and the pregnancy gets, you know, I get bigger, basically, new things keep happening. Like, I think by, I don't know, the 16th week or something like that, I started feeling like, I think, kicks. And I've never felt what kicks, like, I don't know what a kick feels like in your inside your belly, right? So imagine you just feeling like this knock knock on the inside of your body and being like, what the heck is that? Yeah, that's the baby. So spending time figuring those things out is just like, wow, okay, so that's happening now. So I've gotten used to it at this point. But it honestly does take a lot to get used to. Sometimes it feels like a knock knock. Sometimes it feels like you're being stabbed on the inside, which isn't great. Sometimes it hurts so much I just kind of like kneel over in pain. Every day it's a new kind of sensation down there, and it sometimes feels like this body that I have is not my body, because things that I've never felt before are happening and things that I'm not used to are happening. And it's quite horrible. It is quite horrible. So I think last month I was taking a nap, and I, this used to happen to me before I got pregnant. So it's not like I never felt it, but I'd be sleeping and I'd pull like my calf muscle, and I'm not sure why it's always my calf muscle. And so I pull it, and then I'd wake up in pain, and I just wait for it to like go away. Like, I don't know, I'd somehow stretch it or something. Every time you move, it hurts. I don't know if this is a normal thing that people have, but sometimes, like in my younger years, I would have this and I'd wake up in pain. And it's honestly the worst thing ever. But about a month ago or so, I woke up with, I pulled a muscle in my calf. Same thing, but this pain was so bad and so long. It lasted so long that I was like, oh my God, it was horrible. Honestly, I've never had it hurt so much for so long. And then I tried not to scream because I was sleeping with my cats and I didn't want to wake them. I tried not to. And I obviously try not to scream in general because it will scare people. Obviously, just wake up and middle of the night or whatever and scream. So I try not to scream. Okay. Before when I used to have it, it was manageable and I wouldn't scream. But this honestly was horrible and I couldn't hold it. I tried so hard and I just had to let out a really loud scream because it hurt so much. And it would not stop. It would not go away. I was like trying really hard to like massage it or like just not move it. Or like I wasn't even sure. And it was not working. And I just had this pulled leg muscle cramp thing for like so long. And eventually when it did go away, okay, which I don't know, it lasted like maybe 5 minutes. I felt that calf be sore for like 3 whole days straight. Like I couldn't even walk properly because it hurt so bad afterwards. Like it was really, really sore. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. I've never had this happen before. Like usually when I pull my leg in my sleep and the next day I might feel a little bit, but then that's about it. But then this time I felt it. It's even worse than when I would go work out. I used to go work out and I definitely feel it the next day. You'd definitely feel sore the next day, right? But you wouldn't feel it like 2 days after you've worked out, right? But this pain, it was so bad. It lasted for like 3 days and I was like partially limping on one leg because of the pain, which is ridiculous. So anyways, yeah, so many weird things happening right now, and there's so many new things that you have to learn when it comes to getting ready to have a baby. It's kind of ridiculous, and it's kind of tiring, honestly. I thought it would just be like a simple, you know, you buy a crib, you buy a stroller, you buy like whatever baby stuff, but you cannot imagine that just by going to say, I want to buy a crib, they have so many options, right? And so many options with different price ranges and different ways to use them that you're just like, what the frick am I supposed to do with all these choices, right? And imagine that for like every single baby product that you will need. And this is just stuff that you need, not even the stuff that you could just live without, you know? For like example, a breast pump. There's so many different types of breast pumps, like different brands, and they all come at different cost levels. One could be like $500, one could be like $100. And then there's like portable ones, and there's ones that like that you plug in. And there's ones that have like different sizes for your nipples or whatever and all that stuff that you're just like, holy crap. That's just to buy like one item. Okay, that's just a breast pump. And even like for strollers, it's the exact same thing. Honestly, it's the most tiring thing ever. And yeah, that's why I've been not doing any of these podcast stuff because I've been so consumed with learning about all these baby things that it's like, oh man. So tired. When I talk about it, it just makes me go crazy and super stressed out and like the different things that you need. But yeah, it's been super hard getting used to being pregnant. I sometimes forget. Not that I don't do anything bad, but it's just more like I'll be like lying down or sleeping and then I'm like, oh wait, I'm pregnant. And then I look down, I'm like, oh, and my belly's huge now. So It's been pretty interesting, although it sounds like such a short period of time, but it feels like forever just because of all the things that's happening and you're just like, oh my God, I just want this to be over. It's like one thing after the other. But yeah, I mean, just I guess in a blink of an eye, it's going to be over. And then the next thing you're going to have to hurdle through is taking care of the baby and waking up and feeding them, blah, 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 which honestly is also terrifying just the thought of it. So yeah, and it doesn't help that most of the people that I know who do have babies or have had that experience, they got help from their parents, and that they felt like if they didn't have their parents it would be really, really tough. So hearing from their experiences kind of influenced me to think that maybe it would be really tough just for me and my partner to get through this without the help of our parents. And unfortunately for us, his parents are not in the country, and then I don't really want to get my parents' help just because they're the type to nag and have opinions and force you to do things that you don't think is right. So for us, it's kind of like we don't want to have to go through that route, and it puts us in a bad place. But I don't know, we'll have to see. Some people do say it's pretty tricky, but it also depends on your baby and how fussy they are, apparently. So yeah, it's really tough, because when you talk to people about kids, they're like, you know, my kid was like this, but your kid will be different, you know, all kids are different, da 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 da. So it's, you're just like, okay, what the heck am I supposed to anticipate here? Either my child's going to be like a freaking demon, or they're going to be an angel, and I don't know which one, and I don't know how to prepare myself for it. So I don't know. So I personally get easily like anxious about things, so it bothers me quite a bit, and I try not to let it bother me, because this is something that's totally out of my control. At the end of the day, if I try my hardest, I mean, nothing's gonna get hurt, no one's gonna die, no one's gonna get injured. So as long as that those statements stay true, it should be fine, right? But I mean, can't always stay calm when things are kind of like, oh, it's gonna be so tiring, you have to wake up every 2-3 hours, and you have to milk yourself, and you have to feed the baby and clean poo. Sounds horrible, sounds so exhausting, and like you probably won't be getting really good sleep for a long time, because that's your life now. So yeah, anyways, I feel happy and sad at the same time, because things won't be the way they are now for a very long time, if ever. So it's this bittersweet feeling, I guess, that, and I'm kind of glad I, you know, took the time off and I'm not working anymore, just because, you know, aside from all the stress from a shitty boss, but also I think it gives me some more time to enjoy this silence and the ability to do what I want when I want feeling, because it's gonna be for the next like 18 years of me not being able to do that, I guess. So yeah, it's kind of sad. I can understand why people maybe choose not to have kids too, because it doesn't sound very nice. And it doesn't sound very fun. Yeah, I think the biggest thing that me and my partner are going to miss after having kids is probably being able to go and travel freely. I think that's one of the biggest things that we're going to miss doing, because we both enjoy traveling and having our freedom and going where we want. And it's going to be a lot tougher when we have kids, because A, we either have to leave them with somebody and, you know, find all these accommodations and stuff for them, and we'll probably still worry about them when we're on our travels, or B, we take them with us, and it's going to be a headache because you have to find baby safe everything and kids safe everything, and also carry all the half stuff that they need, like butt wipes and stroller stuffs, which is huge. So it doesn't sound good, and that's pretty sucky. But I guess that's a sacrifice some people make because they want to have kids. So yeah. Anyways, I'm gonna try not to talk about this kid stuff in the upcoming audio logs, just because it's honestly a never-ending cycle of nagging and complaining about kids. I think, I mean, there's always the good things, but those things are very, it's, I mean, there's the excitement of seeing your baby that potentially looks like you and will act like you, but there's also the issues you're gonna have to face and all that stuff. So that's kind of overwhelming. That's more overwhelming than the positive. So I'm unfortunately. Yeah. So yeah, I'm just going to end today's episode here. So thanks for listening and hope you guys are having a good day, good night, or a good morning. Bye.